This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday edition, everybody. January the 3rd, we are back. We're live. We're glad that you're there. And we have so much to talk about as we head into hour number 4, which is also known as the 5 o'clock hour on the East Coast. I don't even know where to start other than to say, first of all, Happy New Year to everybody joining us here on the program this hour. And we hope that you had a wonderful and happy new year, a safe new year as well. And so many people have told me, even today, they were really happy just see 2023 kind of get in the rearview mirror at this point and looking forward to 2024. And I'm really kind of right there with them, to be honest. I think that 2024, I think it's going to be bright. I think it's going to hold a lot of great promise, a lot of great surprises, a lot of great new things happening. But at the same time, we've got the election coming up. We're going to be having discussions about that all throughout the country, of course, and pretty much people are not going to be able to get away from it here sooner than later. But that's a good thing because, folks, if you just open up your front door and walk outside, no matter where you are in America right now, you know that something just isn't clicking right. We're not better off than we were 4 years ago. I mean, across the board, right? We're not better off than we were 4 years ago. Certainly not economically, certainly not in terms of foreign policy, and certainly not in terms of the division, the disunity that's there. It's not about not simply just agreeing on everything or just, having to have some sort of false sense of unity, but there are forces at work that just really want to rip everything apart. And we're not going to let that happen here on this program, folks. We're going to keep calling it as we see it. And once again, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Or you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we've already heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Also heard from Wally over the weekend. We heard from Dan in South Carolina. We appreciate him very much as well. And many others. So we're glad to hear from you. Definitely keep them coming. And again, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll get that here during the broadcast. Okay, the Epstein list is supposed to be coming out here pretty soon. And as we were just talking a little while ago with Denise Simon, there might be some people on there who, you know, while they can't be redacted off that list, they may want a little bit of time in order to try to react to being named or being on the list. So that's the 2024 who's who, right? That's what it's going to be. There's not going to be any other list of 2024. And it's just happening right here in January of all times. It's going to be the list, it would seem. And it's a list a lot of people don't want to be included on for obvious reasons. But we will see. We will see. And once again, folks, I don't even know where to start with some of these other things. But basically, what's happening over in the Red Sea, of course, is going to be incredibly important. We know that Maersk is now saying that they're pretty much pulling out of the Red Sea at this point. They announced on Tuesday it's going to halt all of its shipping through the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, following the weekend attack on one of its vessels from Houthi militants. This according to Newsmax, from an article on Newsmax. The company's decision extends the 48-hour pause it implemented on Sunday in the aftermath of the attack by the Yemen-based rebels. And, of course, as we know, the U.S. Navy responded to distress calls. They were fired upon. Their helicopters were fired upon. And then they dispatched most of the Houthi small boats. One of them turned tail and went away as fast as it possibly could. The Houthi small boat crews were killed, we understand, the ones that were sunk. So there's definitely an incident there. But basically, this can't go on forever. This can't be an indefinite thing. And unless and until the actual problem is dealt with, then unfortunately we're going to continue to see shipping stopped and interdicted, basically. It's not going to, and you're going to see prices go up, shipping times, supplies, this kind of thing. And also, you got Tehran just sort of living it up, saying, look what we're doing. We're being so successful. The Americans and the West basically are so trying to, quote, not escalate things. And also, and this is real part of it, folks, the West doesn't want to, at least the Biden administration, doesn't really want to look like it's doing too much to support Israel. And this is, and I do give credit where credit is due. Most of what the American government has been saying has been right on the money in terms of supporting Israel and going against Hamas. But at the same time, they are worried about how this public opinion thing is going, because this terrible narrative about how, you know, Hamas just had no other choice and it had to go and attack and all this other stuff, and Israel's committing genocide and Israel is the aggressor and the very existence of Israel is somehow the root of all the problems, that's taking hold. And the Biden administration and political agenda there, or the Democrat Party elite, are, you know, really trying to deal with this in terms of their own political fallout. And here's something else that I mentioned to Denise Simon last hour, and that is the Biden administration does not want any of this war stuff, at least for Israel. Ukraine, I think, is a different story to them. But for Israel, and this is why some of these messages and envoys, we understand, have been talking about, well, you know, can you kind of wrap this up, you know, pretty quick, because it's going to be 2024 soon, you know, and when they sent this message. And, you know, we just don't want this whole thing overshadowing the election. Well, I don't see how it couldn't overshadow the election. And the Biden administration, whether it likes it or not, needs to lead on this. And that is, pick a lane. You're not going to be able to please the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas protesters. It's just not going to happen, no matter what you do. So, like I said, pick a lane and lead, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We start off with two words: Made in America.
You're listening to Title One.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much more to talk about, tell you about, and experience here on this program this morning. Glad to be with you, 949-822-7959. Welcome. If you're just waking up and joining us here on this beautiful Wednesday morning, we want to welcome you, of course, to the program. Glad that you're there. You can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com as well if you want to send us a direct message this morning. And simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running. Well, talking about being off and running, and maybe off and running away, Harvard's president, Claudine Gay, has now resigned. This from Breitbart, amid deepening plagiarism scandal. We talked a little bit about this back in hour number one. Harvard President Claudine Gay resigned on Tuesday following anti-Semitism scandals at the Ivy League University, a disastrous congressional testimony, and scores, folks, of plagiarism allegations being unearthed in recent months. Her six-month tenure marks the shortest tenure in Harvard's history, but she will stay on, though, and make, like, what, $900,000? Unbelievable. Well, there was a letter that she issued. Again, according to the article, Gay informed the Harvard community of her resignation in an email and says it has been frightening to be subjected to personal attacks and threats fueled by racial animus. You know, folks, I got to tell you, I who cares what ethnicity you are, color you are, race you are, any of these things. You know, Harvard is supposed to represent, at least it's supposed to, right? you know, it's such a, you know, a time in memoriam, you know, a venerated place of higher education forever, right? And just to simply be the president of Harvard is supposed to be a big deal, right? No matter what you think of modern education today or the state of it and this kind of thing. But being the president of Harvard, it's supposed to be a big deal. And you're supposed to not be caught up in the anti-Semitism and all the stuff that happened as a result of the war in Israel. That's one aspect of it. But even let's just say that didn't happen. Let's say that there was no war in Israel right now. But the plagiarism is a huge issue, just on any garden variety day of the week, right? So it's not because there were threats fueled by racial animus or any of this stuff. It's because if you plagiarized and misrepresented yourself and lied, that's another form of lying, right? In fact, if anybody out there has kids in college, what's the one thing that they're looking for right now in college? And that is plagiarism. And they're looking for plagiarism in a much different way than they ever would have done back in the day when I was in school, you know, back in the before times. Well, you know, as they said on South Park once, in the before times, in the long, long ago, right? In the long, long ago, you know, they had to really be looking for that. But nowadays, what they're looking for is they run it through an AI thing to see if you used AI to write your paper or your report or whatever. And there are some pretty dire consequences if you do that, which is why, obviously, you shouldn't do that. You're not going to learn anything, by the way, if you just plagiarize. You're not going to learn anything if you just misrepresent your work, right? You're supposed to learn stuff so that you can, you know, deal with the, you know, with the subject. You have to know the subject matter. That's the whole point. But at any rate, I digress. But the plagiarism alone should have her, you know, sort of skulking away in shame because of how she misrepresented herself, right? But that's not happening because, remember, this is all, it's all political, it's all a big show to some of these folks, right? But on top of that, that's on in and of itself, that's horrifically terrible. But what's, you know, infinitely worse is how they responded to the problems that began, the most recent versions of these problems with the war in Israel and the anti-Semitism that was displayed on campus, right? The article goes on. The Harvard president's resignation comes nearly 3 months after the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack against Israel. Some 30 of its student groups signed a pro-terror statement blaming Israel for the attack against itself. The university initially responded by issuing a vague, generic statement in which Harvard failed to counter or even mention its student groups in question. After nationwide backlash, Gay issued a follow-up statement trying to distance the school from the students who signed the pro-terror statement. You can't make this stuff up. After that, Harvard issued a third statement lecturing the public about the importance of free speech, which many found ironic, given that Harvard was named 2023's worst school for free speech. To make matters worse, Gay, along with the presidents of the University of Pennsylvania and MIT, delivered a disastrous December 5th testimony before Congress regarding anti-Semitism. Remember the phrase... Well, it depends on the context. You know, I got to tell you, folks, I grew up in a country, and I think you might have grown up in a country, or you might have come to this country knowing that in order to call for the genocide of any group of people was not just frowned upon, but was taken as being evidence that you're not okay. There's something fundamentally wrong. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really not. It's so absurd, though, sometimes, isn't it, folks? The kind of stuff that we're having to deal with, the kind of stuff that we have to sort of see happening right before our very eyes, and we think this is unthinkable. If you wrote a movie about this and you tried to get it made, people will say, no, this is so stupid. Nobody, Nobody actually does this kind of stuff. Well, welcome to the, you know, the modern era, I guess, that people actually do this kind of stuff. And it is incredibly, incredibly upsetting and very sad, isn't it? Well, also, and of course, then they got to lecture you about all their stuff and whatnot. And because, again, you've got it wrong. See, you can't just plainly see and can come up with a plain explanation for what you're seeing. You've got to be sort of told what you're seeing. You've got to be told why you're wrong and you misperceived it. You don't get it. It depends on the context. You know, we've just got our wonderful, some of our wonderful students here and, you know, I don't know, calling for the genocide. People, you know, this, it's the inmates in the asylum thing, isn't it? All right. Well, speaking of the inmates in the asylum, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is now saying that it is shameful. Shameful. I'm going to do a Joe Biden whisper. Shameful. What Governor Abbott is doing. But she was on CNN being interviewed, and the anchor there was saying, look, you've got a lot of people, you know, like the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of New York, and others, and they're all talking about this is getting worse, and they need help with all And so listen to Karine Jean-Pierre's response. I think we have enough time on this side of the break to do this, but let's listen in.
An international and federal crisis that local governments are being asked to subsidize, and this is unsustainable.
When you're talking about 10% of the budget to allocate for cities on this, that's unsustainable. When we have every single hotel room in the city full of migrants that have arrived, that's unsustainable.
The federal government said to New York City, we're not going to do our job, you do our job. You take care of 4,000 people a week, Eric.
So obviously there have been many Republican governors and mayors who have talked about this issue. Now you're hearing it from within the party. What's the response?
So here's my response. It is shameful that a Republican governor, Governor Abbott in Texas, is using migrants as a political stunt. That's what he's been doing.
So you're referring to the busing of migrants to northern cities?
Absolutely. And the busing of migrants, the putting them on flights, it is shameful that that is occurring. And instead of, if the governor really truly wants to deal with this issue, he should talk to the senators in his state and actually ask them to work with us. Look, what we're seeing
okay.
right now.
Okay. I mean, how many times have we heard this? You know, this is in and of itself shameful, but it's also just ridiculous. What you heard before Karine Jean-Pierre was the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of Denver, and then the mayor of New York City. And they're all kind of getting on the same page with this. But yet, what's the problem here? The problem is actually delivering migrants to sanctuary cities that said they're sanctuary cities. And whose fault is it? Well, it's Governor Abbott's. And they're just not working with the senators. They're tying the hands of Joe Biden, who's just trying to fix the border. Because it's all broken. Well, no, it's not being enforced, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Well, we are back. It's great to be here. Bottom of the hour segment is upon us here on this Wednesday morning edition of the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, and a great pleasure to be with you. We're going to be joined here in just a moment with Patrick Hyland, or by Patrick Hyland, I should say. He, of course, is the host of the Sports Zone right here on our home station of AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And you can hear Patrick 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time Sundays. Again, right here on AM 860. He's also known as the insurance quarterback. Patrick Hyland, good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Hey, you also, Kyle. Good to be back. Hopefully everybody had a great new year and ready for an exciting and prosperous season to come. That's what we're looking for this year, to say the least.
So, indeed.
And there you are also. So thankful to everybody out there listening to us and appreciate the support. And have some sports to go with the folks. Some, you know, interesting things are happening. I don't know if the folks out there witnessed the NFL Panthers owner, David Tepper, okay, Carolina Panthers. He got a little mad at the game in Jacksonville and threw a drink at somebody. Now they're fining him $300,000 for that, Kyle. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, does he need to be reprimanded for that? Was it the proper thing to do? No. But if I were to throw a drink at you, you know, am I going to get fined $300 from my corporation, or are you going to be able to sue me for $300,000? No. I don't know if that makes sense or not, Cal. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, it's, I think that they know he, I mean, he can afford it, I'm sure, at this point, but I guess they're just trying to send a message, I expect. But unsportsmanlike behavior, though, too, I mean, that also influences the team, and it also influences some of the young people that are watching as well.
Well, that's true. Yeah, no, it was a bad look. Don't get me wrong. I just, it's kind of funny how we just have different rules and ramifications depending on who you are, where I think it should be more level across the playing field. That's just one man's observation. The Jets and running back, Dalvin Cook, doesn't look like they're going to be together next year. I'm curious if Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to make a full comeback next year. Jets in a lot of disarray this year when they had high hopes to do something this year, and it just didn't happen. So we'll see if they can put it all together. Speaking of NFL football and the Jets, playoff is really in gear. This week's going to be exciting. At least half the games are going to have some sort of playoff ramifications. A lot of times if you win, you're in. But then some of these teams are going to have to win, hope some other teams lose. And there's some seeding issues. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But we'll talk more about that Friday, of course. For all the college football fans out there, obviously, next Monday night, Cal, we're going to have the Michigan Wolverines taking on the Washington Huskies. So two undefeated teams played great in their bowl games to play the championship series. And now we'll see which one of them is going to come out with the crown. And, Georgia tight end Bowers, he declares for the NFL draft. Great tight end, Cal, for the Georgia Bulldogs. He should go in the first round somewhere. And, should do well. We'll see which team picks him up and how well he does in the National Football League. So I wish him well. Nice young man. I don't know if you heard about this or not, Cal, or the audience. Love to hear what they think about it. And the procedures for reporting is eligible for being a receiving person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's your thoughts on that, Cal? I mean, we have defensive guys wearing number 406. I don't know where they're lining up. Okay, they don't have to tell me where they're lining up and what they're going to do, but the offense has to say this guy's number 68. And he's lining up to catch a pass at the tight end. What? Can't you figure that out for yourself, defense? Why should I have to tell you who might be a receiver for me? If you're allowed to be deceptive, why aren't I? You know, again, something that doesn't make sense to me in the rule book. Let me ask you your opinion on that, Cal.
Well, I know, as far as I understand, I think the player did the correct reporting to the referee, I believe. And the post game, I think he was saying, look, I did what the coach told me to do. You know, I'm out there doing my job. And then suddenly this whole thing gets sort of taken away from them. And, I think people see it as being very unfair.
Well, you know, two guys walked over to the ref to say they were reporting and eligible. They were trying to be a little cute. I know exactly what they were doing, and I get it. You know, you don't want to tip your hat to the other team. That's why I think the rule needs to be changed. As long as you line up properly in the right slots, it's up to the defense to figure out, hey, this guy's lining up as a tight end. He's eligible to catch the ball. I mean, or two things. Or we go back to the old ways where defensive players and wear the number that's more proper and offensive players wear proper numbers also. I mean, so if you're number six, you can line up like you're going to catch a ball, but if you're number 66, you can't. You see, I just don't get the logic behind it. But that's me. There's some rules in the NFL. And again, every time you have to give more work to the referee, okay, these are things that are going to happen and cause controversy in the NFL and make people think the NFL's rigged. And I don't want that to be the situation. You know, it's a great sport.
Agreed, because that's exactly where people's minds go. And, you know, it's a black mark on the whole thing. And because the perception can be very powerful with that. And it just seems to me that, I just really appreciate what you're saying. I mean, if you're looking at an offensive lineup, you know, you should be able, your eye should go exactly where it needs to go in order to say, okay, who am I going to cover? Who am I going to be concentrating on once this play starts up?
Yeah, exactly, Cal. That's just, I'm curious what's going to happen. I'm looking for them to make a lot of rule changes this year after the season. This pushing the quarterback from behind, pushing runners when they're at the 5-yard line into the end zone. That's not what football is about. This is football. This isn't rugby, number one. Number two, there's always been a rule of you can't assist the runner. So what's the difference between pulling and pushing? I'm not allowed to pull you into the end zone, but I can push you. Tell me about what that logic, Cal. Does that make any sense?
Right. Yeah, that's helping either way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I just some things that I really think need to get addressed. I'm all about fair competition, Cal. Most people that, you know, played the game feel that way. Just want to, you beat me straight up, I beat you straight up. And that's why when, you know, older people say, well, it was better back in the day. I know what they mean now, because these are the things that change, and not just in sports, but in life. As you and I both know with you talking, you know, mostly on the show about what's happening in our world and with politics.
Mm-hmm.
People need to realize and wake up. So I try to, you know, help out people with their financial needs and insurance needs, you know, every day. And that's what I try to pride myself on, helping people out in that realm, because there's a lot of changes and a lot of things happening in that field also that need to be addressed and help people out. So I'd love to hear from you folks. Please call me, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. We'll sit down and go over, you know, all your wants and needs and see how we can accomplish them and give you the peace of mind that you definitely need and deserve, you know, as you get older in life. I always say, Kyle, you know, if you lose it, you don't have the time to make it back. So be smart about it. Be safe. Give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. We'll sit down either at your place, at the office. I'll meet you somewhere. Whatever you'd like to do. I'm very easygoing and helpful. I'm very laid back. I have a good time with helping people out and making sure that they get what they want. That's just how I've always lived my life. I take it serious, but I don't make it to where it's brain surgery and root canal work. You're like, it's painful. We're going to make it fun. We're going to make it enjoyable, and we're going to get you peace of mind. So please give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Cal, thank you. Glad we're back live and rocking, and look forward to talking to you Friday about the NFL playoff picture, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Right. Take care. All right, Patrick Highland, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we're going to come right back after this short break. Stay right there. It's Wednesday morning. We're going strong.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're heading into the final segment for this Wednesday morning edition, folks. Glad to be back. Glad to be back live, as Patrick Hyland, our good friend, was just saying. And it really is good to be back. You know, you see so many things happening over the time when you're on break, and you say, okay, this is definitely on the show, and then, of course, you're not back for a couple of days because the holiday's going on. But welcome back to you. And glad to be with you this morning. Sorry, had to hit the cough button right there. 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959, that's the number. If you'd like to call in and opine this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, and you can interact with us that way as well. And, you know, folks, I got to tell you, what we're seeing, especially when it comes to the Biden's economic agenda, you know, is really just not something that you're going to write home about or want to write home about. I mean, why would you at this point? I think even the Biden administration itself is just sort of hoping that they can kind of coast along, you know, saying, well, look, you know, we've got this kind of report or that kind of report, and just trying to capitalize on any, quote, good news that could come out. But the overall question and this is something we've been talking about for a while, the overall question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago, is a question that they don't want you to think about for more than a minute or more than 5 seconds. I'll just put it that way. Don't think about that for more than 5 seconds. Because, you know, honestly, the I'm not Trump campaign isn't going to do it. In fact, if anything, what people are seeing happening in their own lives and the lives of their friends, people in their own orbit, in their own sphere, they're looking around, they're saying, I don't know, things seem to be a lot better under Trump. And I think that's, you know, sort of putting it mildly. And people wonder, they say, well, you know, how much worse can this possibly get? And we may see a little bit of economic improvement. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility, especially if we do start to see some rate cuts, because that's going to go not just practically in some kind of, you know, mathematical way of why it would be good, but it's going to feed the perception that things are getting more, that things are improving. Things are getting more exciting. I can refinance more easily than I could under the current set of circumstances. And, so I think people are going to find out, are going to see some of these things happening. They're improving, but they're not going to improve to the point where they are, that things are just going gangbusters. And that's just not going to happen under the Biden administration. It's going to take an actual real change. It's going to take not just rate cuts, but it's going to take tax cuts. It's going to take the added perception that we're actually going somewhere with all this, right? That's the thing. Right now, it feels like we're just kind of, well, you know, we're going along, but we got like flat tires and stuff right now. And, we're not humming along down the freeway. This from Washington Examiner. President Joe Biden's global trade agenda appears dead on arrival with no chance to get off the ground as the nation enters the 2024 election season. And he has his party to blame. The pillar of Biden's economic plan was to sell, quote, worker-centered trade. But he failed to earn support from vulnerable Democrats who were worried that those workers would turn away from the party at the ballots over the measures. The president suffered several recent blows to his trade agenda after key Senate Democrats spoke out against the plan, worried it would harm workers and their own chances at re-election. The most recent pushback against the president's trade plans came in San Francisco during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meetings, during which Biden planned to unveil his trade initiative in the form of an economic pact with 13 other Indo-Pacific nations. The root of the plan was to use trade to raise labor and environmental standards, as opposed to former deals that incentivized outsourcing in exchange for lower standards. However, at the last minute, Biden's team pulled the trade part of the talks after final negotiations stalled, causing Senator Sherrod Brown, Democrat out of Ohio, and other Democrats to express everything from concern to outright opposition to the proposal. So Biden is not doing well on many of these different fronts. And Bidenomics itself is not doing well on so many different fronts. Well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got one lighting up here, and it's Backgammon Bob. He's here on line number one. Good morning, Backgammon Bob, and Happy New Year to you as well.
Happy New Year to you.
Well,
I've got a couple things to say.
Sure.
One is, as far as Iran goes, we just need to get to it. Either just get the heck out of that region or just go right after Iran, because that's the root cause of it all. And they keep attacking us. We just ought to just go get them totally. Because I think we get some other nations to help them, that's fine too. But that's just going to happen. And the people of Iran might even raise up with enough, because I know they had a lot of there's a lot of opposition in the people to the mullahs and stuff, because that's a theocracy and stuff. Anyway, as far as that goes, as far as the Trump thing goes, as far as Trump goes, it's hard to say with all the in the past and stuff. It might the other hidden factor, I think, in the Trump thing might be all these illegals that are coming in. How many of them can vote and stuff? If some of the other states that come in, if they import enough of them in other states, that could swing states to the Democratic favor. And
right.
I don't know what
right.
you think.
Yeah. With fraud, absolutely.
Yeah, how many illegals can they get to vote, and how many times can they get them to vote? that's why I don't think it's going to be a foregone conclusion. I know that if it were a straight up realistic vote, Biden's got no chance. But I don't know if it will be or not. What do you think on that?
I agree. That's why I think, which direction this sort of came from in terms of the fraud in the last go around. And there's always fraud in any election, especially at this level. But I think it's the direction that we don't think of yet. That's what's worrying me. But I think the shenanigans that were pulled last time around, like putting up the barriers so you can't see the people counting the votes and stuff like that, that shouldn't be allowed to ever pass. But you're right. Uh-huh. The Democrat Party elite, they want illegal immigrants to vote under any circumstances that they can come up with.
But you give 9 months from now, or whatever it is, months from now, how many illegals are going to cross that border? How many millions?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly
millions.
Right. Yeah.
That border is going to come to more and more of a crisis. Because that's why I said the only chance to stop that, the states have got to just say the heck with the federal government. Forget Texas and Arizona and wherever it is, the other place. They've just got to say, we don't care what you say, federal government. The federal government says, well, we got the law. It says, you've been breaking the law. This law. We're enforcing the law. If you don't like it, and they got to mobilize their own citizens and stuff like that, and they just got to become, in essence, their own little countries for a while because the threat is too great.
Well, some of these Democrat mayors, right, in some of these big cities, they're saying we're not getting support. This is getting out of hand, and so forth. And they're starting to see this firsthand.
The problem is, it doesn't matter the fact is they're in the country already. Not to mention the fact is who the heck knows how many terror cells or really bad ones come in. And don't say, and it doesn't take. Can you imagine if they decide to? Let's say they take 20 terrorists and they decide to go attack electrical substations, okay, with guns and explosives. How are they going to stop that?
Yeah.
They can't.
Last year, in the last fiscal year, there was over almost 200, well, it was 173 or something, terror watch list individuals who were caught trying to enter the country that we know of. This fiscal year, as of a couple of weeks ago, it was 31 since the fiscal year began. So, I mean, we're on pace. I mean, and it takes just like you said, a handful to actually do some real damage. And we've seen it before.
And with the border wide open, they can sneak in whatever equipment they need.
That's right.
What happens when they get RPGs in? What happens when they get little surface-to-air Stinger-type missiles in?
Yeah, exactly. Well, back in, and Bob, I appreciate the call. We're going to head out to the end of the program, but I appreciate you calling and hope to talk to you again tomorrow.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think I've made some good, valid points here?
I think you're on a roll. Definitely on a roll.
All right.
All right. Back in, and Bob, thank you. Take care. Folks, thanks for listening this morning. Thanks to everybody at AM860. Thanks to everybody at GCN. Thanks to the listeners and thanks to the callers. Thanks to the guests. We will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Now go make it a great day. I'll warn with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.